We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Beis, Sifir Aleph. Zez the Mechaber, Mishan is Lach Lecha Yado Betit, Mekantcha Biznav Hasas, Ubiznav Hapara, Ubamapa Akasha, Suya Lechos Bakotim. One whose hands became dirty with some type of mud, they are permitted to wipe off their hands on the tail of a horse or the tail of a cow, and a hard napkin, which is used in order to hold needles, but not with a napkin which is used to clean hands, so that you do not come to do that which you normally do during the week, that you normally clean your hands with this towel, so you shouldn't use it on Shabbos as well, because you might come to clean the towel afterwards, just like you would clean the towel during the week. As if you'd bathe. Asar lenagev kos shahaya bo mayim o yain b'mapa, mishum da asili de schita. It is prohibited to dry out a cup which had water in it or wine in it, because you might come to squeeze out the liquid, that water or the wine that goes into the napkin or the towel, you might come to squeeze it out, which will be prohibited, mishum schita. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, who says that it is specifically water and wine that this concern of schita exists. However, all other liquids, the concern of Shema Yischot does not apply. And there are some Achronim who hold that even by wine, it does not apply. The Mishnah Berurah says that this day in the Mechaber is assuming even like those poskim who say that we don't say Shriyaso Zeho Kibuso on a clean towel, and that derech lichlich is going to be permissible to use a towel or something of that nature if you're going to get the towel dirty, it is still going to be prohibited in case of Shema Yischo, which we saw in the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah. While the Radvaz, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, says, Ladina, one does not need to be choshesh when cleaning a cup for Shema Yischo, because you don't push so hard on the cup when cleaning the cup, when drying out the cup, that you might come to actually be sochet the towel or napkin. And for sure, says the Mishnah Berurah, a towel which you always use to dry kalim, which you don't really care if it gets wet, there's no reason for you to be sochet it, then for sure it's going to be permissible. The gzeir shema yischo would not apply by a beged, by a towel, which you don't care, even if it gets saturated water, especially if you have another one nearby. As the Mishnah Berurah says, if this side of the towel gets too wet, you'll just use the other side, you won't squeeze out the liquid. Sif Yud Gimel, in Mistaklin B'Shabbos B'Mar Shamotechas Shei Charifa Ki'izemel T'chashinan Shema Yashir B'Nimin Hamadul Dalin. One is prohibited from looking at a mirror which is made out of a sharp piece of glass, because we are afraid that you might come to use that sharp piece of glass in order to remove extra hairs. V'afilu imi kavua b'kotel, even if that sharp piece is attached to a wall. However, it is permissible to look at any other mirror on Shabbos as long as this chashash does not exist. So since this chashash does not really exist by our mirrors, as nobody uses our mirrors in order to remove any Nimin Hamadul Dalin, it is going to be permissible to look at a mirror on Shabbos. And this is what the Aruch HaShulchan says straight out, that this mar that the Shulchan Aruch is referring to, this type of mirror, is not really found in our places whatsoever.